RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints Head Coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Haas, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Coach Kellen Moore, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, this has been fun. An unblemished and undefeated December for only the third time in franchise history. Victory over Tennessee. Fourth straight win. Season high, 29 points in week 16. Season high, 34 points in week 17. Just talk about the victory and what four straight means to this franchise.
Yeah, I think obviously it's a really good opportunity for us to finish the right way. And so our guys have continued to compete each and every week and really, really proud of those guys. Obviously, felt like this game was a game of resiliency. It was not the start that we need throughout the first half outside of, you know, Chase obviously made a big time play to create the touchdown. But obviously didn't start the right way and then responded just really, really well in the second half. And it really took all three phases, playing really good football.
You know, Coach Moore, I said I'm not going to ask him again about the first quarter, but I guess I am. And the reason why I'm going to ask you, I think I got it figured out. I was going to say this could be in the off season and all that, but look, after being outscored 6-0 in the first quarter, we're not now outscored 115-29 opening quarter. You know what we need to do better? I'm telling you, we'd win in the first quarter, and I know you know this, and you'll work on it. We got to run the ball better. I think from the get-go, yep. You know, we've had injuries in running backs. If we can run the ball better in the first quarter, I think that's the magical formula. I don't know. We might only be winning 3-0, whatever it might be. We won't be chasing points. And along those lines, you know what we finally did? We finally flipped the script. I was so ecstatic with this because I said throughout the year, we need to do this. We were giving up like 4.1 yards a run for the season. We were getting 3.6. But in the game, props go out to the O-line and all, everyone involved, estimate. We averaged 4.9 and we held them, 4.5, I should say, we held them to 3.9. So I wrote in my notes, I'm doing the post game. I go, we finally flipped the script. That was awesome. That means you're dictating the ebb and flow of a game. I think truly when you look at the average, and it helps you as a play caller whenever you're averaging 4-plus yards a run.
Yeah, no question. I think the first half we did not run the football well enough. It put us in a lot of second and longs and get back on track situations. And, it's a challenge for us just to create some rhythm and momentum there. And so the second half, I thought really the first play, second half, really efficient run. And that kind of propelled us into just being able to play more mixed down football, able to run the football, create play action off of it. And there's much more of that ebb and flow that you need in the second half.
Oh, Coach, you know what I've been proud of? And this is not an opinion. That you got to give the whole defensive staff, defensive coaches, players, is that how after halftime we brought it. And you got to fight, and you might have adversity for four quarters, and this is not an opinion because this actually has happened. You look at this season. You look at, we're number one in second-half opponent points per game. So scoring defense – we're number one, and then you look fewest points allowed in the fourth quarter, we're number one. And there's the likes of like, oh, everyone talks about the Texans defense. Oh, well, what about the Broncos defense? Look, fewest points allowed in the fourth quarter, we only given up 3.3. And then I'm looking at like the Texans and Denver, they're giving up. When you look at, okay, they're giving up 4.3. And then you look second half points allowed. We're number one, only giving up 7 points in the second half, the whole second half, and like Denver's giving up 4.3. So all I know, you do that, and teams can't score. All of a sudden, that's why I think you have the kind of victory you had against Tennessee. Even though, you know, they had 20 points at half, they didn't do anything second half. And we've done that throughout the season. Our scoring defense, again, number one in the National Football League in the fourth quarter and second half.
Yeah, I think our defense did a really nice job of responding the right way in the second half. I thought, you know, controlled the run game better, did a really good job there, and then allowed us to, you know, get ourselves into some passing situations that allowed our rush to get after the quarterback. And so, you know, I think credit to our guys responding the right way, finishing the right way. You know, again, we'll continue to try and get better in the first half of that thing. But I thought there's a lot of positives the way we finished.
Coach, such an impactful play in that first half. Bobby talked about chasing points, and a month after you arrived, you signed Chase Young to a 3-year contract, and it's 13-3, under 4 minutes to play, almost halftime. They've got the football. You know, they put points on the board. I mean, who knows? I mean, it becomes a really lopsided game, but his sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, touchdown, all in one play, made it 13-10. I mean, it's, you know, the number of things that he can do, and quite frankly, a lot of things don't show up in the stat book for him. He's just a disruptor. I guess really two questions about him overall, but also that play and the impact that it had in the second quarter.
Well, certainly we needed something to go our way in that first half. And so that was just an incredible play by Chase. Grando with the rush as well, creating the opportunity for Chase. Chase finishing. I thought credit to the rest of our defensive guys of getting out in front to, you know, give ourselves the touchdown opportunity, get ahead and make some blocks. It was a big time play. It certainly sparked us, gave us an opportunity to get back into that thing. And, you know, Chase, I've loved how Chase has played this year. He's continued to grow. He's going to continue to get better each and every week. But again, I think his energy is very contagious to our football team, which is a very positive thing. And obviously he's made some big time plays when we've needed it.
Now, Coach Moore, on that play, boy, you showed a lot of emotion. I saw you put up your two hands up, like touchdown. You know, we taking it to the house. Was that how you express yourself? Because it seems like you were pretty excited that, boy, whenever you get that kind of touchdown, you know what I said during the game, and you know this, that you should never, if your team's heading in the right direction, to me, if you have a scoop and score, pick six, run back a punt for a touchdown or a kick return, you got to win those games. Would you tend to agree with that? Because that's kind of out of the norm if you're able to do that and how you could flip the momentum. And so I think the team would agree with that. If we could take advantage of those kind of opportunities, shame on us if we don't win those kind of games.
Yeah, I think special teams, defense, when you can create points in both of those categories, you know, big-time opportunities allow us to make some big-time plays. And so, you know, again, that was a play that we needed. You know, we weren't playing to our standard in that first half, and so I thought it brought a lot of juice, a lot of energy. I think our team got a lot of confidence from it, you know, and it obviously allowed us to stay in it and then the second half take off.
Need to take our first break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with Saints quarterback Bobby Hebert and, of course, Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Goss, Bobby Hebert, and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I can't believe we made it through the entire first segment. Didn't talk about Tyler Shough, but hey, I think your defense earned a lot of that first segment discussion. Tyler Shough, 333 yards. I want you to take your head coach's hat off for just a second and put your quarterback hat on and talk about that third quarter slot fade to Olave, back-to-back week, 19-yard touchdown, and then the back shoulder to Kevin Austin. Just those two throws, it just shows you, the comfortability of where Tyler is in the pocket.
Yeah, I think it's comfort and trust. And, Chris, awesome job. Kind of, there's some similarities to his touchdown last week. I thought the trust factor of letting the play progress itself, read it out. Great job creating the opportunity by CO. And then, the next one, throwing to Kevin, I think that's just the ultimate trust. A guy that has the ability to win. The leverage wasn't perfect. The guy's kind of playing out that leverage and he crosses the guy's face. And he trusts the throw and lets it rip. And so big time plays, both create big time touchdown opportunities for us.
Coach Moore, when I look at this and looking at Tyler Shough, the confidence, he's not playing like a rookie, obviously, how fast he's maturing. The first Saints quarterback since the first ballot Hall of Famer, which will come about with Drew Brees, to pass for more than 300 yards and complete more than 80% of his passes in a game. Now, I threw for over 300 yards for a game. You probably did, but when you talk about 80%, the ball's not hitting the ground. That's impressive. And then it seemed like it didn't affect him. Like, come on, you want to make all the plays and then, like, panic, so to speak. You might have panicked a little bit, but you don't want the players to see. When Dante Pettis fumbled the 32-yard completion and they recover in the end zone for a touchback, normally if your team said, okay, that's adversity, we got to be able to bounce back. Because a lot of times when, stuff like that happens, that's why we lost. But so how were you feeling at that time? You had to be like, just felt like you got punched in the gut, right? Because, you don't want that to happen too often.
Yeah, I think it shows the character of our football team. It's obviously a challenging situation. You have a chance there to score, take the lead and all that good stuff. And then, for it not to happen, for the fumble and then us not to be able to recover it, they recover it. I thought credit to, again, just complimentary football as far as, being able to respond in a sudden change. Our defense, forces them to punt, gets us the ball back on offense, and then offense obviously responds in a really special way and gets the touchdown, and then we take it back from there. And so, again, I think it's credit to our guys. Is there frustration in those type of plays? Absolutely. But our guys respond the right way and, took advantage of the opportunity, moving forward.
Now, Coach Moore, when I look at you could see like a veteran like DeMario Davis and he's dealing with an injury. Whenever I see like calf, I'm thinking Achilles and all that, but I'm just not going to speculate. But look, 36 years of age, and your career high in tackle. He's now up to, 137 on the year. But you know what I like is that all of a sudden Stutzman's in the game. He ain't overwhelmed. Stutzman, to me, looks like a stud. And I know DeMario Davis would support him. He comes in the game, six tackles, and he don't look out of place. He looks very confident. So I think you would agree with that, that DeMario Davis, you have to have a good mix of young players and seasoned veterans. You look at Cam Jordan, he's only half a sack away from 10 sacks. He's constantly getting sacks. You look at Chase Young, missed five games. He's at 8.5. Now, the one thing I brought up, maybe you could tell me if I'm out of line on this. What do you think as a defense, how many sacks do you actually need? To me, I remember just doing my little homework in past years. We had around 40, low 40s. But if you could be high 40s or low 50s, we still have a game to play. But to me, then you're always amongst the best as far as not just quarterback pressures or hits, but actually getting sacks. And as of late, we have 12 sacks in two games. We're getting kind of hot at the right time. But just talk about, the influence of, a Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, and a guy like Stutzman, who's, when he's called upon, he's ready to contribute. I got to play now? No, I thought that DeMario Davis and Stutzman, that you could see both those cats can get it.
Yeah, I think you start with the linebacker group, and you know DeMario is just an incredible player, incredible person. He's a Pro Bowl player, whether he gets into it or not. I don't care. He's a Pro Bowl player. He's been doing this year in and year out. To have his career high in tackles in this year speaks volumes to just the way he is. I love the ability that we have with DeMario, Pete, Danny. We have three guys there who've obviously contributed in some really positive ways. All three of them are really, really good players, and they're playing really consistent football. And then, you know, as far as rushing the passer, I think, obviously, there's statistics around that. I think the most important thing is that we can influence the quarterback and create pressure on the quarterback, in those obvious pass situations. I think you see that group just get better week in and week out, and you can see the coverage and the rush playing together complementary-wise. You know, I think we're doing a good job on the back end, which is allowing our guys to continue to rush the quarterback. And hey, when you play Cam Ward, we know this, we know he's going to be a really good quarterback in this league. He's going to make some special plays. He's going to extend some plays. We saw that certainly yesterday with the way he played. And so you're going to have to keep battling, keep going. And so, just credit to our guys with the relentless effort.
Need to take another break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Haas, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, and moving on to next week briefly, if we will, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing, First in Service. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And coach, Atlanta plays the Rams tonight. There's seeding implications. Unbelievably, there's NFC South implications. We don't have time to unpack all that. But if you beat Atlanta next week, you don't have your first goal that you set back in the preseason, which is, hey, win the division. But if Carolina loses next week and you win, you'll be 4-2 in the division. You'll have the best record of the NFC South teams in the division, and that's got to be pretty significant in your first year.
Yeah, I think this is a big-time opportunity for us just to finish the right way. It's a division game, Atlanta. We know all the aspects of that. These guys played better than us the first time around, and so we have one more opportunity. And so we want to finish the right way. I love the way our guys are competing all the way to the end. There's a lot of momentum that can be carried from the way we finish the season into the offseason and into next season, and so we hope to do that.
Now, Coach Moore, going back to contributions in the game against the Titans, you could say next man up, but who in the hell's the next man? And, you got a lot of responsibility. You want to be a pro last in the NFL, then you got to make plays. I'm looking at Dante Pettis, 172 total yards. You had 97 yards in kick return. He had a long gain of 32. A nice punt return of 17 yards. That's almost like two first downs. 53 yards receiving. And then you throw in there Kevin Austin. And then you look at Estime, what he did as a running back. 7 of his 12 second-half carries gained at least 6 yards. And then the big run, the longest run by a Saints running back, 32-yard touchdown run. So that's all examples of guys just taking advantage of opportunity and just waiting for their turn and making the best of it.
No question. Really proud of those guys. I think that's a great thing that we've been able to discover through this season is some guys stepping up, taking advantage of opportunities. Dante made some big-time plays. The catch on the second long on the sideline, Tyler trusts him. Kevin, to respond the way he did. He had an early penalty and then just responded, had that big-time catch down the field. And like you said, Estime, I think in the second half, he was really a spark player. His ability to run the football in a physical manner, get some first downs, and obviously the touchdown was just simply an incredible play.
Now, Coach Moore, when you look at Atlanta, and have you bought into – I think you have now. It's a division game. But what would be in your past like the biggest rival, whether it be in college or the NFL? I guess you could say Dallas and Washington when you were there. But what would be like the equivalent? Because you know what fans tell me, even when I remember before when I first got here, this is going way back. It goes, well, I don't know what the team's going to do, but you got to beat Atlanta. And they would always say that. So I'll tell you, getting some momentum going into the offseason, this is like a bowl game or whatever. We got to beat Atlanta and Atlanta. And like Haas is saying, look, best record, the NFC South, that goes a long way. But it's just something. I know we want to beat Tampa Bay and Carolina, But you know what they say, Bobby, you got to tell Coach Moore, don't let Atlanta can't sweep us. So, so I'm just giving you that message.
Yes, this is a big time game for us. And I think we all view it that way is we've won some games down the stretch. We're really excited about that. But this is an opportunity to finish the right way. And so these guys played better than us the first time around. You get one more opportunity to compete against them. And obviously we know the importance of this game. You know, it's been close every single year. And so we got to do a better job this time around.
Coach, I was wondering how much you knew about Audric Estime when you guys picked him up in October after Philly released him. So Denver drafts him in 24, scores, you know, touchdowns, just like Vele. He had three TDs in 24. Estime had a couple of touchdowns in 24. But you're not just getting a guy. You're getting a guy who's already played in this league. So Denver releases him, and then Philly releases him in October. So do you talk to Philly, because they released him? You can talk to him like, hey, what kind of guy are we getting, or what kind of guy could we be getting in Audric Estime?
Yeah, I think you go back to he was drafted in the fifth round, 2024. We all went through that draft process, and we all liked him. You know, some of us were at different places at the time a year ago. We really were big fans of his. And so obviously the exposure to Denver and Philly, two organizations that obviously our organization in different manners have a lot of relationships with. So those are all very valuable, you know, for you to get feedback on that. And so we were really excited to get him in the middle of the season. I feel like it was going to be a valuable opportunity for him and for us. And the way it's played out, obviously he's earning these opportunities down the stretch, and he's certainly taking advantage of them.
You know, Coach Moore, when I look at, okay, how you fortunate, and you know, you got to have depth on the offensive line. And I look, okay, Eric McCoy, I'll view him as our best offensive lineman. I think could start for every team, whether it's center, guard, center, whatever. But just comment, I think Luke Fortner's did an outstanding job. You know, 4-year veteran out of Kentucky, came over from Jacksonville in the trade. Boy, I just think that whoever found him, I think that was outstanding considering what he's done. And taking over from McCoy being injured.
Yeah, I think Luke has just had a really, really good year and had a really positive impact on our team. And so A-plus person, A-plus leader. He's very prepared, does an excellent job with that entire offensive line and Tyler, you know, working together. And so he's had a really positive influence on us. I think he's taken advantage of this opportunity. He was a guy that, you know, obviously got drafted, has had plenty of starts and experience in this league. So we felt really, really fortunate to have an opportunity to make the trade for him. And so we felt like we were bringing some depth to our offensive line. And obviously it ended up being very, very valuable once we were unfortunately lost Eric and had to navigate some of this.
Coach, there were so many kind of careers, you know, yesterday. Juwan Johnson, so he had 95 yards, a career high. He only had four receptions. And the 95 becomes impressive when his first reception was just for 3 yards. So 92 on three, and they were impactful catches across the middle, big first downs, big chunks. I mean, he's just found a way to make those kind of impactful plays.
Yeah, he's just continued to grow each and every game this year. I thought, where he was at the beginning of the year versus where he is now, but he's taken a lot of really positive steps. And I think the cool thing of that was the yards after contact and the yards after catch, excuse me. He's catching it, he's securing the football, and then he's making, you know, these extra yards, and all those don't go unnoticed.
Well, Coach, you figured out the perfect way to end 2025, a perfect December. So now there's only one great way to start 26, and that's a victory over the Falcons.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Appreciate it.
We always will. Thank you. Head coach Kellen Moore.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.